This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have had no contract talks. That's the latest from our friend Jane Slater as we roll into hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. We got Carter Freeman, and of course
they're going to extend that thing, aren't they?
Or turn it on and leave it on, listeners. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but Jane did make an appearance on NFL Network yesterday.
Nice to see her.
Jane's the best. And she's also our teammate here at 105.3 The Fan.
Yes.
And she said it's unlikely to cause an alarm, you know, that the Cowboys and Dak haven't spoken yet. They could foresee a deal coming to fruition closer to August. He's headed, of course, we know, Dak into the final year of his deal. $59.4 million is the cap hit. And even though there's been no negotiations, Jane said, as of yet, it's unsurprising to see some back and forth through the media between the two. I mean, Dak was just quoted and was interviewed the other day at Troy Aikman's cancer charity event. And he said he believes the deal's going to get done. He's not worried about that. But that's the latest on where we stand with Dak and the Cowboys, according to Jane.
If he says that, why don't he sign it?
I don't know.
If he's not worried, why don't
he knows Todd France is going to get him a good deal.
He does know Todd.
Todd.
Todd's
good.
There's a lot of things about Todd France you probably don't like, but one of them, he works hard for his guys.
He sure does.
He has. He's played the Dak card very, very well. For his client is he got him a deal, got him back to the table quick. Probably is going to get him back to the table again quickly again. So, yeah, it's Todd France has done a pretty nice job.
We do have one big name free agent that will be off the board here as Jalen Johnson, and you know he was a guy that
they're trying to trade him, weren't they?
They were looking to maybe trade him. We tried to trade for him during last year's trade deadline.
We did.
I said,
we sure
man,
did.
Go get yourself Jalen Johnson. He's a beast from the Bears.
We did.
But Jordan Schultz reporting it's a done deal. 4 years, $76 million, $54.4 million guaranteed.
Pretty close to Diggs then, right?
Yes. So he Diggs is getting, you know, like half a million more, so $19 million a year.
Good for him.
Diggs is like 19.4 or something like that. But, yeah, one of the best young corners in the league is going to stay there in Chicago with the Bears, but that certainly won't be a player that's a Dallas Cowboy. Saw Bucky Brooks, and a lot of Cowboys fans have been linking some of these running backs to the Cowboys. Bucky put out free agent running back fits. He's got Barkley to the Cowboys.
Yay.
Derrick Henry to the Commanders.
Ooh.
Josh Jacobs to the Chargers.
No.
Derrick Henry did just buy a house here
in
Dallas. Yeah, he lives here in the offseason. Like every offseason you see him training at SMU.
Everybody lives here, bro.
He's had a home here the whole time. He just bought a new one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all athletes and entertainers love to buy houses in this area.
Yeah. It's a good place.
No stadium can tax, right?
Yep.
How about the centrally located, you could travel anywhere in the world from here,
mm-hmm.
DFW, if you want to go to Dubai. DFW
is a good place to be.
Saudi Arabia, you can do all that.
We are very lucky to live here.
And go direct.
But I'm not putting any correlation between Derrick Henry buying a house in Dallas and him possibly signing with the Cowboys. I'm also not buying the Barkley stuff, and here's why. I think we need to really temper our expectations until proven otherwise when it comes to what the Cowboys are going to do in free agency next week. I don't expect this to change whatsoever with them actually getting involved and signing any of these big-name guys because right now they don't have any cap space.
Would you apologize if they did?
I would love it if they did. And apologize for what?
Would you apologize if they go in free agency like the opening 2 days and they're involved in something? Would you apologize?
For doubting that they would?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what I need to do.
But
I don't think I'm going to have to do that.
You don't think you're going to have to.
You know, yeah. And I think that the, you know, the stance to be a little bit like, I'll believe it when I see it is how we should approach this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was proven to be right with the all in. Jerry knows what he's doing. He goes ahead and puts that, dangles that nugget. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, we got hope again. This is the year. They're going all in. Well, in reality, no, that's not so true. He kind of backtracked that last week at the combine. So those that were a little pessimistic and said, I'll believe it when I see it, you were proven right. I think you're going to be proven right again next week when free agency starts and they don't do a damn thing.
This bothers you, right?
It's so annoying. It's very frustrating. Because you see other teams.
Okay, if they can make one major move.
Yeah.
They can make one major move. That's all they can make.
I want a linebacker.
Okay, do you have a linebacker in mind?
I do like Azeez Al-Shaair. I think he'd be a really good fit here.
I think you're right about that.
I think, and I don't think he's a dude that would break the bank.
Yeah.
Like, I think some of these other linebackers might end up getting more than him. But I think he's perfect. He's a good guy, a guy that's good. He can blitz, play the run, yeah. play the pass. I think he'd be perfect for what Mike Zimmer wants to do.
Kind of keep you from maybe having to, you still want to draft a linebacker, right? We like these linebackers.
You need more than one. And right now, I mean, Overshown's coming off an injury, but I think you got question marks on Damone Clark.
Can you take Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State when you know you have Overshown coming off an injury?
I think he's good enough, by the way. His tape is good enough to where I would. I think he's worth the gamble because he's had 2 years clean.
2 years clean.
Of good health.
But, man, there might be some things that we don't know about.
There might be.
Does he have an ACL?
Yeah.
Does he, you know, is there stuff missing in that knee?
And you know what? Last year, that was an issue for Tajay Spears that came out and was drafted by the Tennessee Titans, whom I loved, coming out of Tulane.
Right.
He was kind of my pet cat at running back last year, and he's now going to take over and be the starter for Derrick Henry in Tennessee, assuming Derrick Henry's gone.
Right.
So, you know, maybe it shortens the lifespan of your career.
Man, they seem like they played with a bunch of shortened linebacker career guys.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, if I get 5 good years from a player, I think I'll take that.
Look at you, man. Look at you.
I think I'll take that. Especially a guy I'm not taking in the first round. He's not going in round one.
Is that cold?
No. That's business, baby. I'm freaking drafting and developing here, Brian.
Drafting and developing.
I'm trying to go win a championship.
You're drafting and using and going on is what you're doing. That's not development.
Hey, maybe he proves everybody wrong like Ronald Leary did and all of
Ron Leary, yeah.
Or your guy Jeremiah Trotter. And next thing you know, he does have a 10-year career. Yeah. I'm hopeful of that.
Yeah.
But worst case scenario, if I've got a player that's on a shortened career, I'll take a dude who I know is going to come in and be an absolute beast. And Luke Kuechly's doing interviews saying, oh, yeah, that dude's an absolute monster. Anybody who watches his tape at NC State realizes that's the best linebacker in the draft.
It's unbelievable.
There's nothing he can't do. He's all over the field. Yeah I want that guy on my team.
Yeah, I agree. I love the player. I just worry that, and you're right, he's been clean for 2 years.
Maybe that's a positive sign.
Maybe that's a positive sign.
We can be optimistic with that.
But, yeah, there might be something come out more about him. I'm a little nervous about that.
Well, there are some potential Cowboy draft targets whose stock has risen based on their combine work. Obviously, we've talked to Xavier Worthy. That's a dude who might be a first-rounder now. Cowboys could avoid getting him in the second round. I think his teammate, A.D. Mitchell, is a little bit better. But
I think A.D. Mitchell's better, too.
Crushed it. Georgia offensive tackle.
Ladd McConkey?
Ladd McConkey's stock rose, too.
Do you like him better than Worthy?
Than Worthy? I do like Ladd McConkey better than Worthy. Yeah, I do.
Coleman? Yeah. Better than Worthy?
Yeah, Coleman's better than Worthy.
Mitchell, you said yes?
Yes.
How about Corley?
No.
That's Western Kentucky.
I've got Worthy a little bit ahead of Corley.
Okay.
But we got a lot of good receivers in this class, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We are stacked. We talked
about him on the draft show.
Yeah, go right? Check out the draft show.
Check out the draft show.
In-depth analysis on that. Yeah. But offensive tackle Amarius Mims from Georgia had an amazing workout.
He has, but he still played 8 games.
You know what? I think I'm willing to go on a ledge here. If he's there at 24, that's your Cowboys pick.
You should go for it then.
I think that, and I don't know that he's going to be because of how well he tested.
He tested
6'8", 340.
I just wonder if some people are going to look at him and say he's only played 8 games. That's what I'm going to worry. I'm going to worry about. That's my crusty project that I need to ask a bunch of scouts. Are they worried about him only playing the 8 games?
Yeah.
But he's played well, played a high level.
And that college football playoff game against Ohio State looked good, but he just seems like the type of dude, I think, long arms, rare athletic traits, and the Cowboys would look at him and say, all right, that's our dude. That's our replacement there for Tyron.
How many offensive tackles have you taken over Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon?
Now, if it's between Guyton or Powers Johnson, I'm taking Powers Johnson.
Okay,
I would take Mims. I think Mims is worth the risk. I think he's going to be really good. But otherwise, I think maybe 4.
Why am I nervous about them taking an offensive lineman that hasn't played a lot?
Basically,
they plug and play guys all the time, and it works.
If the Cowboys take a lineman, I think he's just going to be awesome in the first.
Yeah,
round.
I mean
Tyler Smith. I don't think anybody was happy about that.
No.
Look at him now; he's an All Pro, and he was outstanding at left tackle when he played there as a rookie too. So the Cowboys know how to evaluate offensive linemen. This was interesting. Dan Quinn was just on Pardon My Take. Dan Quinn said, in regards to, have you been in touch with your players on Dallas? And like, hey, I look forward to kicking your butt twice a year. Dan Quinn said, when I left, I texted them before I took the job. Just to say, man, like a big piece of why I got this job is because of you guys. And so I wanted to make sure I shared that gratitude with them.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have been in this spot to have chances had it not been for them.
I think Ben Johnson acting all crazy in Detroit got him.
That helped
job.
To get him it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he chose to go back to Dallas because of those guys as well as the previous season. And he wanted to go fight for that and see where we could take it. It didn't work out at the end.
Yeah.
But I did want to show my gratitude to them. There's some good dudes.
He did a nice job.
I'll be connected with for life. I love that part of the game, those relationships, wherever it was. These are still people on every team that I keep up with to this day. He did do a good job.
Absolutely did.
And I did kind of like him taking the high road and saying, no, he hasn't said that he wants to kick the Cowboys' ass twice a year because he knows he's not going to kick the Cowboys' ass twice a year.
He's got to fix that quarterback situation for sure.
That's
you know what's funny? They went from being a team that needed a quarterback to a team that needed a quarterback and needed a lot of help on defense.
They needed a lot of help on defense.
They just completely fell apart when they traded those two guys defensively.
Yeah, Sweat and Young.
Yeah.
They've still got the two inside tackles.
But it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
They need some speed and they need some pass rushers. No question about it. Yeah. But, yeah, I've definitely tempered my expectation when it comes to free agency. I've got an all-in approach now when it comes to the draft because I think that's where the Cowboys are. Here's kind of the mock draft roundup, and I love the morning news. They do a great job with this. The Athletic's Dane Brugler. He's got the Cowboys
taking. We'll have him on at 6:20 today.
We will. He'll be on with us at 6:20. He's got the Cowboys taking Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma.
He
transferred from TCU.
He called me and asked me about that.
Okay.
Brugler did.
So what are you thinking about Tyler Guyton for Cowboy fans?
He asked me, would you put an offensive tackle there?
And I think the answer is yes, right?
Yeah, and I said yes. So I didn't know which tackle he was going to put
there. So
that's
who he put there.
Yeah,
he put Guyton. Yeah. I do believe he had a trade down, though.
He had an opportunity? Did he traded down to get Guyton?
He did.
Oh, wow.
He did.
How far did he go?
So he traded with Buffalo. So in this situation, Bills send the Cowboys the 28th pick. They move back from 24 to 28. Cowboys also, though, get the 99th pick, which I believe is a third rounder.
Third rounder.
So they get the Bills third rounder. Bills move up to go get A.D. Mitchell. Then the Cowboys at 28 take Tyler Guyton, and Brugler writes 14 years ago, of course, they draft Tyron. Then you have, in a similar mode, Guyton, who isn't quite as freaky, but the college right tackle has dynamic ability and his best football is ahead of him, possibly at left tackle. So if you move down and you get Guyton and you're able to acquire pick 99, I'm in on that, but Jordan Morgan was still on the board, the offensive tackle, or guard. Some have him at guard from Arizona because he's got short arms. That's why I don't think the Cowboys are going to take him. Cowboys believe in that arm length with the offensive lineman. Morgan's got the short arms. I love him like you do. I don't think the Cowboys are going to like him.
Oh, man, he is a really good athlete.
He's really good.
I mean, you watch him play, and he looks so natural playing left tackle.
And he looks way more natural than Guyton does.
Way more natural than Guyton does. And I, like I said, you're looking for a left tackle. This guy, the way that he moves, the way the lateral slide I talk about, the width that he kicks with, his hands are a little low at times, but man, he could get those things back up.
He adjusts really well.
In a hurry.
Yeah.
And he's athletic when you pull him and move him. And I you know what? The 99th, that would give you, that's interesting. Like you said, that gives you, what, 28, 56, 87, and 99? Four picks.
99 could end up being your running back.
That's four picks inside the, because you don't have a four.
Yeah, you need it.
So that's a pick at Buffalo, that's a late three, early four is what that is.
It could end up being your tackle, your linebacker, your center.
But see, the great thing about that pick, though, by the way, it's a really good pick because it's at the end of the second day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you're thinking about, because you're always worried on day three. when you get to when they start the fourth round, and all of a sudden there's two or three guys up on that board, and you're like, damn, we got a third round grade on that guy, or we got a second round grade still on that guy, and he's on that board. And maybe you could nab that guy before you get to that day, because right now you're sitting this thing out day three to start the day. And that could be a little and what I've learned is those first say 10 picks, man,
you see so much movement too. It's a lot of trades.
It's crazy how people will give up those picks, but they'll get premium picks for getting out of there. There used to be a time though, by the way, where that pick with those picks, you couldn't get in. Unless you gave like, no, we'll give you next year's two. We'll give you next year's three. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some crazy things to try and get back into that round.
Okay.
But there was a time where the first 10 picks, you know, and right now it's Carolina, Washington, New England, Arizona, man, those picks are just coming off the board because everybody's sleeping on their board after second night, you know? So if Dallas could get pick 99 somehow, some way, that would be a,
that'd be fun.
That'd be
that's
good.
A good trade
that
back. That would
make up.
Dane.
That would make up for not having a fourth round pick.
It would.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, we'll catch up. 6 o'clock is going to be a fun football power hour. We got David Hellman, Fox Sports at 6 o'clock. Dane Brugler at 6:20, of course, NFL draft analyst from The Athletic. Rangers up right now against the Diamondbacks, 5-2 in the top of the eighth on the home of your World Series champion Texas Rangers. Let's do our top 10 coming up next. It's National Cereal Day. What is your favorite cereal, and what's the top 10 best cereals of all time? That's next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.